Where are you from, by the
way? I'm from Illinois.
Okay.
Shame.
Ready?
It's terrible.
Rolling.
All right, Specialist Shanks, give us your full name, your home unit, and home station.
I am Specialist Spencer Shanks. I am with the 1544th Transport Unit in Paris, Illinois.
Okay, and you're a 91 Bravo.
Yes, sir.
And you're attending the 91 Bravo course here.
Yes,
sir. At RTS Maintenance at Fort McCoy. Tell us a little bit about how this course is going for you.
This course, it's a lot of fun. I have worked with the maintenance platoon at my unit for about a year now, and I was expecting to learn stuff that I knew something about, but I came here, and so far we haven't done anything I've done before, so it's a great learning experience. It allowed me to broaden my perspective on what maintenance was. Using the MSDs is really helpful, the maintenance support devices. Mm-hmm. It really makes life go a lot easier when it comes to working with me.
And the facilities here tend to have almost everything you need for this course, and probably a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
How is learning from all the people that you're training with helping in this training experience?
So when it comes to my peers, such as other students in the course, some of them have worked as a military tech for a while now, so they are knowledgeable, and they help. Specialist Fonte, for instance, he has been working as a tech for 2 years, I believe he said, and he's really knowledgeable. He knows his stuff, and whenever I have a question, if an instructor isn't immediately available, I can ask him, and he usually can help me out. But the instructors are phenomenal. They're great people. They're funny, and they're extremely smart.
Okay. And what are the most beneficial parts of this course you think you'll take from it when you're done?
Definitely the maintenance support devices, learning how to navigate the interactive TMs really makes life a lot easier because it tells you step by step how to do it. And then just having more knowledge on tools. Before I came here, I didn't know the difference between a 3/8 drive and a half inch drive. I won't lie, ratchet. But
I think it's probably true for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. But I can now ask someone for a 3/8, 3/8 drive, and I know what I'm talking about. Not 100%, but more than I did.
That's how you get experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
All good. Anything else you want to add about the training here and the staff and the facility?
Here in at the RTSM, it's great people. Everyone's very knowledgeable. You can have great conversations. I was talking with one of the warrant officers here, and because I want to be a warrant officer one day, and he was able to just walk me through a few things, like give me some knowledge I hadn't had before, so that was very helpful. It's just great people everywhere.
Yep. Chief Gabrielson, that's who you're talking about. That's all we had.
Thank you.